First of all, thank you for coming during your lunch time, and I want to thank my colleagues that are here supporting me. I have a master's in nursing, just to clarify that. But my program is called Bring Your Comadre, or a peer-based community outreach, and it is in the Texas-Mexico border. If you see that yellow line, I guess, left of Webb County, that's actually Mexico, and on the other end, you see the round is where the Gulf of Mexico is, around Corpus Christi, those of you that are from Texas. Just a little bit about where the work was done. It was a faith-based community clinic. It was sponsored and is still sponsored by the Sisters of Mercy. The target population was people with low income, specifically those that were uninsured with disregard to their legal status in the community. The mission, more than anything, was to have prevention and early detection of disease. And as we all know, I'm not preaching to the choir, that for people that are in poverty, health care is probably not one of their most prevalent or urging situations, and much less prevention. So part of what we did at the clinic also was provide wraparound services. Because it is faith-based and the sisters, we had food pantry, we had social workers, we did clothing closets and everything coming around to provide services. There's my disclaimer. I have no financial interests. Some of the background work and the information that is there, we all know. It's all evidence-based practice. We know what poverty is critical. Especially in something like cancer. People who are poor are going to have a higher incidence of death from cancer. We know that if we increase the vigilance of this population, maybe they'll come in for screening, and screening will hopefully lead to early detection. So all these things we all know as public health providers. And the purpose of this program was to develop and implement a program of educational interventions addressing breast, cervical, and colorectal cancers, which are basically the ones that we have the most success in. We have the higher cure rate if they're caught early. And we know that the population we were serving in South Texas has a higher incidence and higher prevalence in this area. Our objectives were to train promotoras, and I was in a talk earlier about community health workers, promotoras, patient navigators. These are all terms that we use to basically do the same thing. These are lay people that are trained to go back to their communities and bring services to them. And why do we use that? It's because they are trusted. They know their communities. The people know them. And if something's happening, they're going to go to them first before they come to us as providers. So that's why we use the promotora model, and it's being used in all countries, not just in the United States. Four of the promotoras were actually staff at the clinic, and the other four that we trained were volunteers that came with the staff persons to do the pláticas. We wanted to facilitate potentially life-saving cancer screenings for vulnerable population, targeting the age of 18 to 82, and then we wanted to increase the number of breast exams, mammograms, pelvic exams, pap smears, rectal and hemocult tests. So we were trying to target something that we know has a high yield if caught early. The methodology was very intense. We are at a clinic that was not very well automated. We did not have electronic health record. They do now. So it was very labor intensive. It was through a promotora, which a community health worker, and they did pláticas in the communities. They could be at a home, they could be at a community center, they could be at a school. So that was the primary face-to-face intervention we had. The other one was mailing reminder cards. We had a database in the clinic, and we had tickler files, for those of you that remember those, and we would send them reminders. You know, your annual exam is due. And we would also call them, and we know now with cell phones and cell numbers how those change continuously. So it was very labor intensive, and we know that for a vulnerable population, it's that consistency and that's not giving up on them that sometimes will eventually bring them in. We proactively schedule screening appointments as they were listening to the plática or to the mini workshop. We would ask, you know, how many of you are interested in setting up an appointment? We'll give you an appointment, you know, today. Trying to catch their attention while they're listening to this talk. And then the peer-to-peer or the comadre methodology is, you know, the comadre is your buddy, your BFF, and you know, if Sunny goes and she had a good experience, she goes, come on, Marta, it's not that bad. So that was the other methodology we were using. People get bringing their BFFs or their families or their moms or into the screening, and then using of television public service announcements, both in English and in Spanish. And what happened was that we were very successful in the PSAs, and we actually worked with the NBC affiliate at home, and they had the NBC in English, and then they also had Telemundo in Spanish. So we partnered with the Health Science Center. Before I was part of the Health Science Center, we partnered with their School of Prevention and Community Education. They had already produced these PSAs. So they allowed us to use those in our community and capture the original four counties that I taught you, that I showed you at the beginning, Webb County being the more urban county, and then the other three counties being more rural. But that NBC affiliate has that capture area. So we were actually went into 64,000 households. And how do I know this? It's because they told me. I don't know. They have ratings, and they know into how many households they're into. So it was 24% of the outreach area of the four counties. We were able to send almost 3,000 reminders, which was almost 50% of our database. We saw almost 800 new patients receiving cancer screening services, and it could be either one or all three screenings that we were doing. We did have a 29% compliance or adherence, which is to say only 29% for all those calls and mailings. And well, if you reach 12 to 15%, you're very successful. So we thought we were awesome. And it also strengthened the institutional commitment to cancer prevention. You know, we did have patients with a lot of the other chronic illnesses, but we find that cancer is more of a devastating, and everybody says the C word and they think automatically of death. So our institution was very much committed into cancer prevention. We did train the 8 promotoras, four of them being staff, and it was not just on content delivery, but also on how to engage them and try and hook them into coming in for screening services. You know, many times they were thinking about, I have to pay my bills, you know, who's going to pick up the kid from school. Because we were serving undocumented residents, some of them as well, you know, my spouse just got deported. So they have multiple things going on in their head. So they were also trained on how to try and engage them into prevention. And we did almost 500 pláticas, reaching almost 2,400 individuals. The outcomes, you know, everybody wants to know how many did you do, because we were funded by the state and we were funded by the Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas, which is part of the Texas Department of Health. They wanted to know, well, what did you do? Well, we saw almost 3,000 clinical breast exams, 1,500 mammograms, which was a 16% increase of what we had been doing before. Rectal examinations and hemocults, we went up almost 15% from what was, and then pelvic exams, 2%. You say, well, that's 2%. You know, how many of us really like pap smears? Not very many of us. So we think that that's probably why. Plus, we had a commitment already on cervical cancer. Challenges, of course, everything you do is going to be a challenge. And, you know, this is just like everyone else. You know, the economic situation of our clients, because our target population was uninsured and low income, they have many things going on that prevent them from having prevention as in the forefront. We do have participants with low literacy, both in English and in Spanish, and the promotoras were trained to do the talks both in English and in Spanish, but most predominantly in Spanish. We have a shortage of bilingual, bicultural healthcare providers. It is a nurse practitioner run clinic, and all the nurse practitioners, we are all bilingual. But if you needed specialty care, once we found something, not all providers were bilingual. Transportation, we do have a mobile unit that goes into the rural areas of the county, but still, it's very difficult for them to come in if there's only one bus that comes in and out of their community. Finding the sites to give the pláticas, sometimes the schools, you know, in the summer the schools are closed, so we can't use the schools. If somebody said, well, you can have it at my house, and all of a sudden something happened, she'd call, you know what, I'm not going to be home, you can't have it here. So that was a very difficult thing for the promotoras, and they had to be always try and be very, very creative. Phone numbers, you know, or they give you a wrong number, they're afraid that, you know, well, you're going to give my number to somebody else, or because we're dealing with undocumented residents right on the Texas-Mexico border, sometimes that is difficult. And then, you know, trying to schedule the pláticas in the evenings or on Saturdays, we would, because they say, well, you know, maybe I can go at 6, and you plan everything, and then they don't come. So those were very challenging things for us. This is the actual building of Mercy Ministries. It is located in the south part of the city going towards Brownsville, and it is where you'll find the majority of the low-income residents in our county. It is a very nice building, very friendly, and as you see, very pretty, but still it's not something that patients think of in the foremost. So thank you so much for your attention.